Blog Talk Radio.
That is saving us from sin and shame and whatever else there is. Turn your Bibles to the book of Acts, that's in the New Testament, and chapter 3, verse 19. I want you to know that it says, "You are to repent ye therefore and be converted." That is, to change your mind or your ways, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. So that's what you think are to do. Change your mind from the things that you are doing that are not right. Listen, I am Feed My Sheep Show. This is Sandra Harris speaking. I'm saying Good Friday afternoon to you all because it is a Good Friday. Our Father has blessed us with good weather here in Detroit, although there is snow on the ground. But here is about, I think it was about 38 a moment ago. That is 38 degrees. It's not bad outside. And I thank you all for listening because you could have been doing something else and somewhere else, but you're here with me. Some of you will listen to the whole show, but many of you will not. And I wish you would just stick around to see what I have to say about the Lord. And that's why I am reading in the book of Genesis. I'm trying to find out. I have found out. God made us the color of the ground. He made us the dust of the ground. He didn't make us white. Any white ground, I believe, white ground to be infected. You are to stay away from that. But nonetheless, that's why I am reading the book of Genesis to find out what is what. And then, too, I have heard preachers over the TV talk about Adam ate the apple or said he ate the fruit. And I want to know what fruit there is. I want to know what is the name of the fruit. I have read 4 chapters so far, and he told him not to eat of the fruit of the tree of good and evil. Well, we're seeing evil. I have not saw good. Our good is for Jesus coming and to save us. That's the only good thing that I have seen so far. And but evil, we see evil every day. I didn't even listen to the news this afternoon because there's so much evil being reported. Nonetheless, Genesis, to see what that says. But let me say this, a prayer first before I get started. Father, thank you for life and for sending your son, Yeshua. Most people know him as Jesus, to save us from sin so that we all can be with you when life comes again, when Jesus comes back again. Thank you for giving us life instead of death. Bless us all for being obedient to your words, and bless those of us who have been called to do what you have told us to do. And bless us all for being obedient to that word. For those people you have called and afraid to get out there and try to do your word, bless them to become obedient just as I was, because I was afraid too. Save us, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for protecting us from natural and chemical disasters. Restore us, Father. Keep us in our right minds and give us all good health. We thank you for prosperity, for opening up our mind and ears so that we can hear you in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. I say amen. Thank you. God, as always, well, I've not seen where you say your name is God, but I've known you as God. So that's what, forgive me if I continue to call you God, because you are our Father. And right now I am in Genesis chapter 5. That's what I'm going to read before I go into Job chapter 28. Let's read. This is the book of generation of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. So we are in the likeness of God. I guess he is made of dirt too. I don't know. But we are in his likeness. Male and female created him, he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived and 530 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. So Cain slew Abel. That's what I read before. Cain killed Abel, his son. And so after 530 years, he got another son named Seth. And in the days of Adam, after he had begotten Seth in 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. So not only did he get Seth, but he begot sons and daughters after 800 years. And all the days of Adam lived were 930 years, and then he died. How many years did he live, sheep? 930 years. That's right. And He created man and woman. That's what verse 1 is saying in chapter 5. I used to wonder as a child, where did the other people come from? Did they have incest with their sisters and brothers? But he did not. He created other people, men and women. This is what the Bible is telling me. And so I used to think that in the Garden of Eden, he created just his sons. And I didn't know where the other people come from. But now I know. In chapter 1, I think it was verse 26 or 27, where he created men and women in their image. So in the Garden of Eden, he created a different set of people. He created Adam, of the lineage of Adam. And that's what I want you to know before I end up reading this Bible, this book. Verse number 6, and Seth lived in 105 years and begot Enoch. And Seth lived after he begot Enoch 807 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 900 years. And Enoch lived 90 years and begot Canaan. And Enoch lived after he begot Canaan 815 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 905 years, and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years and begot Mahalalel. And Canaan lived after he begot Mahalalel 840 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years, and begot Jared. And Mahalalel lived after he begot Jared 830 years, and begot sons and daughters. And then the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years and begot Enoch. And Jared lived after he begot Enoch 800 years and begot sons and daughters. And days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God, and he got Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch lived, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begot Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begot Lamech 782 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech lived 182 years and begot a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, this same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed. And Lamech lived after he begot Noah 595 years and begot sons and daughters. And the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah begot 500 years old, and begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth. I hope you all understand Stuart chapter 5 of Genesis. That's the end of that. Now, let me to Job and try to read to you chapter 29. I think that's where I left off. Yeah. Let's read Job chapter 29. And I hope you all have not left me yet. And I hope you're listening to me. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, "Oh, that I were in the months past, in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness. And I was in the days of my youth, when the secrets of God was upon my tabernacle, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me, when I washed my steps with butter, and the rocks poured me out rivers of oil, when I was out through the city, when I prepared my seat in the streets, the young men saw me and hid themselves, and the aged arose and stood up. The princes stood again talking and laid their hands on their mouth. The nobles held their peace, and their tongue cleaved to the roof of their mouth. When the ears heard me, then it blessed me, and when the eyes saw me to me, because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help him. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me with judgments as I rose in a diadem. A diadem is like a crown or a turban. I was eyes to the blind, and feet was to the lame. I was father to the poor, and cause which I knew not, I searched out. I spoke the jaws of the wicked. I broke the jaws of the wicked and plucked the spoils out of his teeth. Then I said, I shall die in my nest and shall multiply my days as the sand. My root was spread out by the waters, and the dew lay all night upon the bench, and the glory was fresh in me. My bow was renewed in my hand, and unto men gave ear, and waited and kept silence at my counsel. So they listened to what he had to say when he used to talk. God was with him, but God never did leave him. Afterwards, my words they spake not again, and my speech dropped upon them, and they waited for me as for the rain. Excuse me, sheep. I'm having to belch. And my speech dropped upon them, and they waited for me as for the rain, and they opened their mouths wide as for the latter rain. If I laughed at them, they did not. In the light of my countenance, that's his facial expressions, they cast not down. I chose out of their way and set teeth and dwelt as king in the army, as one that cometh, as one that comforted the mourners. Now that's the end of the 9. See, I will ask that you read chapter 6 of Genesis, as well as for Job, I want you to read chapter 30. Those are the 2 chapters that I will be reading next week, if our Father in heaven sees fit for me to do so. I hope that he will. I know that 2 days this week I was very sick. Oh, I thought maybe the Lord was going to take me home, but he did not. He saw fit for me to sit here and be with you all this evening. I was very sick. Let's have a closing prayer at this time. Father in heaven, thank you for watching over us all week long, as well as keeping us safe in our sleep and protecting us from the evil one, even as we sleep, as well as when we are awake. Thank you for life, Lord. As Dang said in chapter 4, verse 15, the Lord's will, I shall be back with you next week. Now, see, what I want you to do is to go to Amazon and purchase my book. I have 3 books on Amazon for you all to purchase. I want you to purchase The Unseen. I want you to purchase The Broken Plant, as well as The Passing. Those are my books. They're called, you can buy them from Amazon.com. They're all under $10 each. So you can purchase those. And then you'll know how I think. Now, Dave, I want you all to go back. If you do not understand what I read to you in Genesis chapter 5, as well as in Job chapter 29, go back over those chapters and read it for yourself. And remember, I think that our Father in heaven will be back shortly. They're talking crazy stuff, and we don't want that. We all need to love one another. Not what they're talking about in the news. I'm going to play my record, and I want you all to remember to read Acts 3:19. That was the verse I gave you, and that is the verse that I want you all to read and understand. Our Father has opened our eyes and our ears. I want you to listen to this song. I'm about to go off. And thank you all for listening. I love you all, but God loves you more. This is why He has me. He speaks to men and women. I don't care about those preachers who say,
help your children.
It's not good that I hear.
And don't let them fall.
You are not supposed to laugh at
by the side of the road.
Listen to
them and teach them.
And I want you to read
to love
Leviticus.
One another.
Oh, I forgot to read to you. Leviticus.
A place in their heart.
Let me stop the music because I want you.
Jesus is love.
I want you all to hear this. You know that you are to keep the Sabbath day, and today is the Sabbath day. Sabbath starts Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. Also, I want you to know that the Passover is coming up. The Passover, I want you to know God's festival days. And following the Passover will be the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The Passover is March the 30th, and the Feast of Unleavened Bread is for 7 days. That will be March the 31st until April the 6th. Then we're going to have the Day of Pentecost, and that's going to be May 20th. And then the Feast of Unleavened Bread, now the Feast of Trumpets will be September the 10th. The Day of Atonement is going to be September the 30th. The Feast of Tabernacle will be, the Day of Atonement is September the 19th. The Feast of Tabernacles, that will be this year on September the 24th through the 30th. I should tell you what they celebrate in the last great day for fall, October the 1st. And I want you to know that God loves you all, and I love you too, but God loves you more.
And it's worth that Jesus.